It is coming up on 6:45, 61 degrees in West Bend, and we have guests in the studio this morning. We are kicking off the school year a little bit early. Actually, it's kind of a catch-up on summer and a meet orientation. What do we call it? Do we call it orientation?
Yeah, get to know. Get a little get to know you.
Yeah, there we go. Andrew Hayes is back along with Grace Flynn. Grace, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for volunteering to be part of this strangeness.
Yes, this is really exciting and new for me. I've never done a radio show or anything like this, so I'm really looking forward to what it brings to the table here.
Well, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about you?
Well, I'm 16 years old, and I'll be a junior at West Bend West, and I'm really into theater and acting and choir, and I've been in that with Andrew since my freshman year, and that's where I met him, basically, so...
And that's why I roped her into this.
Yeah.
All right. So you do a lot of things to keep you busy.
I hang out with my sisters a lot, and we all do musicals together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did the high school musicals together, and now they're both in college. And personally, I like to play piano in my free time, ukulele, sing, play golf, so...
Ukulele?
Yes.
Okay, well, no, the reason I bring that up is because Noah Nichols, who's one of our reporters from Kettle Moraine Lutheran, plays ukulele. We should get you guys both in and do a little duet thing.
Yeah, we should do like a little trio. That'd be awesome.
Do you play ukulele?
I do not. I should learn, though. That'd be great.
I'll teach you that next.
Everyone who comes in as a student reporter has to learn how to play ukulele. It's part of the rule.
Yes, will do.
So Andrew, yes. How was your summer? You had a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, I did. So I'll just kick it off with kind of like what I did right before, like after school ended. So I was part of Skills USA, and we did really well. We went to the national competition in Louisville, Kentucky. So that was super, super exciting. Our team, which is devised of Lily Miller, Tucker Nowak, and Kelsey Nowak, we got sixth in the whole nation. We beat out every other state. So we represented Wisconsin, got sixth place, so that was really cool, super fun.
And you guys did broadcast news, right?
Yeah, broadcast news, so that was cool. We're going to do better next year, though. So me and Kelsey, we're continuing the dream team is what we call it. So we're picking two new people, and we're going to try to go for gold next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how you started the summer.
That's how I started out, and then I just worked a bunch. And that's pretty much it after that. That's really only the exciting part of my summer, I guess.
Yeah, but
I like to pretend that I did a lot.
No, come on, you can't tell me that working at the pig is not exciting.
It is so exciting. I love it.
So you're a senior this year.
Yes.
And what day of September do you suppose senioritis is going to set in?
I don't know. It's kind of still surreal. I don't even think of myself as a senior because I'm not even going to be much at the high school anyway. I'll be there for choir and I'll be there for my video class with Mr. Bentall because I'll be dueling at the college anyway. So I think it'll set in maybe around prom season.
Oh.
Maybe. So. Then I'll be like, oh, wait, this is all coming to an end. What do I do?
So college applications can go in a couple of weeks.
I know. I have not even started. I probably should.
Are you still sticking with Oshkosh?
I'm probably still going to stick. Yeah, I'm going to stick with Oshkosh. So I'm excited. I mean, I'll do another year at UWC after this year. So then I'll, transfer it over to Oshkosh, submit an application, see how that goes.
And Grace, what about you? What about after high school? What's your plan at this point? You got plenty of time,
yeah,
obviously, but what's your tentative plan?
I'm planning on being a kindergarten teacher. So during the school year, I'm doing a mentorship where I get to leave school 2 hours early. Yay.
Okay.
And I'm going over to Holy Angels to mentor the kindergarten and preschool to see if I actually want to do that. So.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got now you said you've got sisters. Are they're both older?
Yeah, they're older. They're both in college now.
So no younger sister, no practice, no one to practice on at home.
No, I've got a lot of cousins, though. I've got like a total of 12 baby cousins, so I get my fix out of there. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, that works. So kindergarten teacher's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck.
You want to be around slimy kids all day? Ew.
I'm disgusted by the idea, but
do they still make kindergartners take naps?
Yep, they still do. So that'll be a nice break from teaching them. So
you know what? Never lose the ability to nap. I love napping.
Same here. We should tell our new principals that we need to get nap time into our curriculum. I think it's important.
So you go work in, a little, extend the noon hour, just lunch hour, just an extra 15 minutes so you can work in a nap.
Yes.
A little power nap at midday. So have you met the new principals yet?
No, I have not. I mean, because that was more of like a very recent decision as well. So I don't know. I'm excited. I met with our assistant superintendent this summer, but that's all that I've met so far of like school board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. So what do we have? What's the first big fall event for
you? I don't know. Would that be homecoming? Probably,
yeah,
right?
Homecoming, football games.
And now that's going to be, because of the way the conference shakes out, it's the last game of the regular season this year, homecoming is.
So that'll be super, super exciting.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped. I already went to a football game already. I totally did not know the Spirit wear, because, you know, there's the student section where they wear the Spirit stuff. I didn't get the memo of what it was, so I kind of just went. And it was blackout, so you're supposed to wear all black. And totally did not do that. I was wearing white, and so I just kind of went anyway. I didn't care.
Which game were you at?
It was the Grafton one, I believe. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
Grafton versus Westman West.
So. Okay, so you went to the West game.
Yeah.
And they didn't win.
They did not win, but I heard East did really, really well.
That was the game we had on the air on Friday night, and East did very well. I think surprised a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of wish I was at that game, but that's okay. I'm still rooting for West.
All right. And what about a big fall event for you, Grace? Anything coming up?
I'll be going to homecoming. I plan on that. Okay. And that's about it.
We can talk about the play.
Oh, yes, play. We both do the play together.
Right. I knew there's a fall play besides the musical in the spring, right?
Here, I'm pulling it up here. There's auditions. So if anyone out there, if any high schoolers awake right now and listening, there's auditions. It's House of the Seven Gables here, Grace. When is the audition dates?
The audition dates are September 14th at 3 p.m. or September 15th at 5 p.m. in the West Bend High School auditorium.
What do you know about the play?
It's a Nathaniel Hawthorne novel. It's House of the Seven Gables. It's about the Salem Witch Trials. Some extra info that's here on the sheet. The Salem Witch Trials bring a 150-year curse upon the Pycheon family. I don't know how to pronounce this, but I'll find out.
You'll find out. You'll know soon.
So if anyone out there listening wants to come get more information about the play and when the performance dates are, that's November 16th through the 18th, and that'll be in the Silver Lining Arts Center.
Maybe since it's kind of a dark topic, maybe they can reuse some of the sets from Adam's Family.
Oh, probably. Use our nice big staircase or something like that.
Yeah. So the cemetery, who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's on the rest of your agenda for the day?
I got nothing. I got to work. Also, I work during the solar eclipse. I'm not excited about it.
So do I. I just started a job at Marshall's, so that's exciting.
Oh, okay. Right.
Even though we're probably not going to be able to see it.
We're not going
to
see much, they say. Yeah.
So. I even bought the solar glasses, too.
Did you?
I did.
You know what? You can go find John Elke from the West Bend paper, because John's looking for a pair.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because, okay, I bought the 5-pack on Amazon, and I even got, like, the one-day shipping, because I was like, they're not going to get here in time. But, you know, I got them, and, like, they were, like, $60. They're, like, 11 bucks a pair. It was ridiculous. Hmm. So I kind of sold them to my friends and stuff, so I don't have any left. I'm sorry. I can't scalp any to anybody, so.
But you made sure. Now, some of the ones that Amazon sold were
fake.
Yeah, not strong enough.
I know. I checked the ISO
stuff
on it, and it had, like, you know, an official-looking document attached in there. So we're going to hope. We'll see if my retinas burn out.
There you go.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that is kind of scary. I mean, how many people do you think bought some that they think are the real thing, and they're going to find out real quick that it might not be?
I can't wait to see how many people are going to be suing a lot of companies.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, you know. And So we'll find out.
And there's those UWM ones too. So what is it?
Yeah.
If anyone has those UWM solar glasses, you should throw those away. Cut them up, throw them away.
Don't use those.
Yes.
And you know, do the wise thing. Just watch it on TV later on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll all be safe. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you guys for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Grace, nice to meet you.
You too.
And we'll work on setting up a schedule,
mm-hmm.
and so we'll get you guys back in on a regular basis.